good afternoon, welcome. Yes, it is Thursday, second best day of the week, Friday being the best. August the 23rd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com, whichever you prefer. What a day on Wall Street. Having to read between the lines on so many events sometimes gets quite taxing. Other times it gets hysterical. Today was a hysterical day. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed down a quarter point at 13,235. Started the day in the green. Couldn't hang on. They were wondering whether Waldo would show up. Waldo did show up, but nobody could identify Waldo. The NASDAQ closed down 11 at 2,541. S&P 500 off 1.5 points at 1,462. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street ended a mildly erratic day, slightly lower, after anxiety about widening credit problems that were offset by investor optimism about a $2,000 million capital infusion into troubled mortgage lender Countrywide Financial Corp. If you remember yesterday, there was a rumor flying around Wall Street that a major bank was going to declare bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve pumped in a large amount of capital overnight. They injected some $17,250,000,000 into the system. And surprise, surprise, one of the recipients of this largesse by the Federal Reserve was one Bank of America, who today calmed the market's jitters and its nervousness by, yes, making a $2,000 million investment into Countrywide Financial Corp. All the talking heads on CNBC were very happy that the market had maintained some sanity. Oh, really? Maintained some sanity? Or did they just go completely insane today? Well, we'll try and figure it all out for you. When we return, we'll give you the closing metals prices and try and make sense of the, well, the insanity of Wall Street when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com. or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make the move too fast. It was written in the sky today. Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway.
Welcome back to the flip side. Quick check of how the metals ended this day. Gold irked out a dollar gain at the close in New York to close at $660.80. Gold had a low today of $657.80, a high of $665.90. Silver closed up 7 cents at $11.68. It had about a 34-cent movement during the course of the day. Had a low of $11.59, a high of $11.93. Platinum off $3 at $1,242. Palladium up $4 at $326. Currently in Asian trading, gold's off 10 cents at $660 even. What's the bet tomorrow? It closes at $666. Silver up 4 cents at 11.74. Platinum up 5 at 1,247. Palladium is dead in the water. Crude oil up 14 cents at $69.97. This is amazing how cheap gas is all of a sudden. What happened? The expensive stuff in the elite white enclaves of Scottsdale, Arizona, $2.83 a gallon. U.S. dollar index was weaker by about 15 basis points today. U.S. dollar index closed at 81.11. Now, as I said, there was a little shenanigans going on today on Wall Street. Like, that's unusual. Every day, the little shenanigans going on. But if you had to read the press report that was done by the Associated Press this morning, well, let's read the report and then we'll critique it, shall we? Associated Press, the headline reads, Federal Reserve props up Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wachovia with $500 million. Well, we added a few words to the headline. This is what they actually did say. Four major banks said yesterday that each borrowed $500 million from the Federal Reserve's discount window, lending weight to the central bank's efforts to restore liquidity to tight markets. In going public with the moves, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wachovia each stressed they have substantial liquidity and the ability to borrow money elsewhere. The borrowings, at least in part, seemed meant to reassure investors' jitters about the credit crunch rattling Wall Street. In a joint statement, the latter three banks said they decided to borrow the money to demonstrate the potential value of the Fed's primary credit facility and to encourage its use by other banks. Simultaneous action by these four institutions at the same time, on the same day, by the same amount of money, suggests that the move is intended to have some symbolic value. This, according to Arian Guez, co-head of portfolio strategy at Lehman Brothers Investment Management Division. He said, but it may also be a way for them to make money. It was not clear if other banks had decided to borrow from the central bank. Let's analyze here. If there's ever a museum of spin, this article, without question, besides a whole bunch of others we won't get into right now, like the new debate over Vietnam, but if there was a museum of spin, this article should be engraved on the door of the Museum of Spin. The Associated Press has effectively turned a story about four huge banks turning to our country's financial last resort to the tune of $2,000 million into a story about institutions bravely leading the way in an effort to improve the image of the Fed's discount window. Under the innocuous headlines, four major banks borrow from the Fed, they even go so far as to quote a suggestion from a Lehman Brothers employee that it might even be a scheme for these institutions to make money, as if it's just more sly business as usual from the invincible heroes of Wall Street that keep your money safe at night. The line that really should make everybody laugh out loud is the one that said tapping the discount window had previously been seen as a last resort for banks in trouble, a perception that the Fed ought to eliminate. Now, you will notice the authoritative weight of the past sentence, had previously been seen. What had previously been seen? By when and by whom? You know, Pravda is a devil baby tabloid, and after the crash, perhaps the Associated Press will discover a bat boy or two down the mine. Anyway, the facts are that here you have a story that they make it out to sound like it's... You know, the story even sounds like we really don't need the money, but we wanted to show the other banks that the Fed's window is wide open and encourage them to do the same if they have a problem, such as Countrywide Financial, who more than likely put out the word yesterday that they were going to declare bankruptcy. Why would they want to declare bankruptcy? Well, people declare bankruptcy because they don't want to pay other people who are demanding to get paid. It's the same reason. Well, why did the airlines go bankrupt? Airlines didn't go bankrupt because they didn't have any money. Airlines went bankrupt because they didn't want to pay retirement benefits to its pilots. Countrywide didn't want to handle redemptions anymore. Well, we'll go BK. Well, that would have been that would have been another Waldo. The Countrywide was a Waldo. They were afraid would pop its head up. So even though it was a rumor that started, I'm sure that there's no question about it, Countrywide Financial was yesterday going, look, we're in the hole for $2,000 million. And lo and behold, comes riding to the rescue none other than Bank of America. I don't know how big and how vast this pit is. There's stuff going on that I can't explain. The people of a higher pay grade than me can explain what's going on. All I know is I smell a rat and everything that is going on. People are losing a lot of money, but we are not seeing it transmitted. Today, Wall Street wanted to take this news as good news. Oh, we've overcome. We've overcome this dreadful thing. No, you haven't overcome this dreadful thing, because no sooner had they thought they'd overcome this dreadful thing than the CEO himself of Countrywide Financial came out and said, the United States is going to go into a recession. And it just sucked all the air out of Wall Street. Here's a guy that was just rescued by Bank of America. You would expect the guy to come out and say something uplifting to the financial markets. And CNBC had the exclusive. They were waiting with bated breath. They were all anticipating a great speech which would rekindle the fires of capitalism. It didn't work out that way. And ask me why he came out and made the statement that the United States is going into a recession, which is already in a recession. You know, a recession, in the old standard line, what's a recession? A recession is when your neighbor loses his house. What's a depression? A depression is when you lose your house. That's how you define recession and depression. If it's a recession, it's happening to someone else, not happening to you. If it happens to you, it's a whole different ballgame. And people are losing money. You won't even believe the commercials that are running on local radio here in the Valley of the Sun, because obviously we're at the vortex of the real estate market. This was where the speculators were swarming in from all over the country. People were buying houses, spec houses, weren't moving in. Just the houses are still, most of them are still empty, thinking that they could scoop up these big bargains until it headed south, went the other direction. But here they're running commercials now telling these people, listen, the fuse is lit. Interest rates are have never been better, and you need to refinance now. Well, that's all very good for the people who have the creditworthiness to refinance. You see, this is what they don't tell you. All these people that got these adjustable rate mortgages 2 years ago where they could qualify without showing any proof of income, they could just suck it out of their thumb and make it up. Well, guess what? These people think now, because they were told, listen, we'll do the adjustable rate mortgage thing. Don't worry, it's fine. You just pay the interest. And then in 2 years, we'll refinance it. Well, guess what? They changed the rules in the middle of the game. Those people will not qualify for refinancing because they didn't have the credit to buy the house in the first place. And if you think they are going to get approved for a refinancing loan right now, you're out of your mind. We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Thursday. According to the Federal Reserve's own website, this is how the action went this morning. The first injection of funds to the tune of $7,000 million occurred at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was followed by another of the same amount at 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, and a third injection and final injection of the day was $3.25 thousand million injected at 9:55. This brings the grand total of funds injected into the system since this all began on August the 9th to a staggering $120.5 thousand million. Hello, Houston. We have a problem. Let's go to the phones. We've got Carol in Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol.
Hello, Robbie. Can I rail on you a little?
Sure.
Okay. I have been listening to Alan Watt. And, you know, this man has us all dead and in the grave. There's never a solution from this man. Last evening he had on I would say he's a nerd, a very intelligent man. And he told Watt how we could do this with a financial. And, oh, no, we can't do it. Well, then we won't be able to barter either. They'll take that away from us. You know, John Stadtmiller started out the program with good intentions, and you can't even get a hold of him now. But there's a man, his name is Cook, Randy Cook.
Yeah.
And his website is normeconomics.com.
Okay.
We need to be hearing this message from everybody, how to get – we're not going to get this country back unless we get our food supply straightened around and the raw economics. We have to have it. We have to have an earned income in this country. And we can talk about all we want about the stock market falling. We can talk about the free trade agreement, everything. But it's just like it's a broken record, and we hear this over and over. I'm telling you, after listening to Watt, I mean, we might as well get our coffins ready.
Well, I have to plead ignorance on this. I have absolutely no idea what any of those gentlemen said. So,
well, this gentleman's trying to say this has all been gone on for hundreds of years. We can't change it. In other words, we can't change a damn thing. We're slaves. And I would like to think I'm a little above it, that we can all defeat this. You know, there's books out there. There's a series of books I started reading. It's called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. Have you heard of it?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, you know, every American needs to buy these books and read them. They're not that expensive. They're like $14.95 a book. There's eight books. There's two in the last set, number eight.
Okay. I still don't understand why you are upset.
We keep
that it's all not making any sense to me.
Okay, all we do on the radio.
Right.
For the last couple of weeks, I have heard Alex Jones just rail that they're coming to get us. They're coming to get us. You know, the fear tactic is being played out by everybody on RBN and Genesis Radio. And as long as we have fear, we're going to buy into it.
Well, no. Look, you got to understand. You got to be able to differentiate what is fear and what is just making people wake up to the reality of the real world. Just the same way, if you think back to the lead-up to Y2K. Now, a lot of people could say that was overhyped fear and that caused unnecessary consternation amongst the general populace. But I firmly believe that if it wasn't for the alternative media bringing to the attention of the populace that there was a serious computer glitch about to happen and that unless action was taken to prevent it, it would result in a worldwide calamity. And there's no question in my mind that wake-up call was heard loud and clear. And the reason why the lights didn't go off on January the 1st was because of the very fact that people were aware of the possibilities of what may happen. They did something to change it. What we are simply doing is we are alerting people to a more than likely probability that we are going to face a financial calamity of epic proportions, far exceeding that of what happened in 1929, because to be perfectly honest with you, as I've said many times before, we do not have the makeup of the people in the 1920s. I don't think we are capable of surviving an economic calamity because we are so soft. So if it disturbs you, and I can understand why, you've also got to understand that there's a lot of people out there that are in Never Never Land that think that the gravy train is going to continue. It's never going to end. When you've got such notable people as David Walker, not known as your right-wing wacko in any way, shape, or form. This is an intellectual. He's an accountant. He's a numbers geek guy who works for the government, is in control of the budgeting of America, and if this man comes out and tells me that I better pay attention because we're going down the same road that the Romans did, and that if nobody starts addressing the true cost of government and how to fix it, we will be facing a financial Armageddon. I mean, it's facts to deal with. Anyway, we've got a break here. Carol, you want to hold on?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist
Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. And it's unfortunate. Carol's gone. There's no question. Look, when it comes to the fear factor, there is obviously a theory that fear sells. Of course it does. Look what the administration is doing. They sell fear on a daily basis. They sell fear in order to take away your God-given rights. but you've got to be able to differentiate between selling of fear and trying to make people aware of the possibilities that are about to occur, and if we are to weather these storms, we have to be prepared for them. Now, whether or not they happen or not is neither here nor there. It reverts to the Boy Scouts motto of hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And there's no question that a vast swath of the American public is completely unprepared to deal with the financial calamity. And if to wake these people up you've got to resort to the fear factor, then so be it. As I illustrated with the Y2K problem. If it wasn't for the fear factor put out by many notable scholars in the initial stages, going way back to 1998, if memory serves me correctly, it was about 1998 when the first rumblings about Y2K were crossing the wires. And initially everybody, sky's falling, you know, these people are. But then IT professionals started, you know, looking at things and figuring things out. And lo and behold, it wasn't too much long after that when they figured, you know, we may have a problem at 1 minute past midnight in the year 2000. And that in turn caused the tech industry to start revamping its systems so they wouldn't fail when the clocks ticked over, because they weren't aware of the problem to begin with. This wasn't a problem that anybody even thought about. I'm sure some geeks out there were thinking about it, but by and large it wasn't widely disseminated information. And so all that hype led up to a solution to the problem, and it averted it. The financial markets are exactly the same thing. We hope the world's financial system doesn't implode, because it leads to, in times of economic distress, people do bad things. All you got to do is look at what's going on in Zimbabwe as we speak. I mean, you're talking about a country that's suffering from 7,000% inflation rate as we speak. Their money changes value between the sun rising and the sun setting. Could it happen in a Western industrialized country as advanced as the United States? Of course it can. And so all we're basically doing is, let me share something with you. You can find this article on Republic Trading Group. .net. It's by Dudley Baker, and I like Dudley. His article's entitled Fear in the Streets, a Dress Rehearsal. He says, as we write this article, it appears that fear is abating and that the financial markets are getting back to business as usual. Nevertheless, one major piece of bad news could send the markets tumbling once again. So, have we just witnessed the worst of the market declines? Or was this just a dress rehearsal for a much more severe and perhaps catastrophic decline ahead? None of us have a crystal ball going forward from here, but we as investors continue to seek opportunities, always aware of the potential short-term downside risk. So we ask the question, what have we learned from the action of the markets as that volatility occurred? The recent turmoil has affected virtually all of the markets worldwide. The financial markets, the commodity markets, including the precious metals and base metals, the currencies, the ETFs of emerging countries, the list goes on and on. Speculators and traders must love this volatility with its incredible daily swings in all of the markets. But what about us, the investors, you and me, Joe Sixpack? What we need to understand is how another potential sell-off in the markets will affect us. As we write this piece, we have no reason to believe that another wave of selling would not create the same results in all the markets, declines in the financial markets, in the commodities markets, and thus perhaps we have only recently witnessed a dress rehearsal. The commentators on CNBC always seem to be bullish, or at least attempt to put a positive spin on whatever is happening in the markets. And if you believe what you hear on TV, then it's business back to normal, ever upward and onward, perhaps or perhaps not. From our perspective, including feedback from subscribers and comments from friends and fellow investors who have a clue as to what is going on in the global financial markets, the real reason we will try and find out for this recent upheaval. Economic columnists for the Washington Post, Robert Samuelson, says anyone claiming to understand today's world financial system is either delusional or dishonest. Make no mistake, there's currently a liquidity crisis affecting the markets. While I do not pretend to be an expert, let me try and simplify what is happening using no fancy financial terms or complicated explanations. Mortgage loans were packaged up and sold to the largest investors worldwide, including investment banks, along with private equity and hedge funds. Many of these obscure financial instruments, frequently called derivatives, were financed by borrowing Japanese yen at very low interest rates. The motivation was greed, high-yielding investments financed with low interest rates. As the news surfaced about the lack of quality of these investments, fear began to grip the markets, causing a rush of redemptions as many investors rushed to the exits. Many of these investments were highly leveraged and acquired with low-cost borrowed funds, frequently using low-interest Japanese yen. The sudden stampede to sell these investments uncovered yet another hidden reality beyond the liquidity of the respective funds. Not only did these investment products have no ready buyers, they had inflated book prices attached entirely to unrelated to the market's valuations. The resulting effect was that as big investors sought cash to repay their loans, they were basically selling anything of value, including gold and silver, precious metals, and blue chip shares. Thus, you may have heard the reference to the unwinding of the yen carry trade. Those borrowed funds were being repaid, thus forcing the yen higher vis-a-vis the US dollar and other currencies. We have seen some articles suggesting there is over $1 trillion involved with the packaged mortgages and the yen carry trade. Have we seen the last of the unwinding? We think not. And while the subprime mortgage seems to be getting the current attention as more and more of the variable rate interest rate mortgages are readjusted during the coming 9 months, we are sure to experience many more problems or write-downs and liquidity concerns. We believe the yellow caution flag will be flying for quite some time. However, investors need not be frozen with fear. Look for quality investment products, whether they're in the financial markets or in the precious metals and to the broader commodity sectors. Investors today have an incredible array of investment vehicles at their disposal, including mutual funds, ETFs on just about any product, extending to the emerging markets and currencies, common shares of precious metals and commodity-based companies, and or long-term warrants of those companies. Bottom line is, something bad this way comes. We don't know what it is. We have no idea. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have an insight into this any more than you do. But what we do know is stuff that we learn from history. Except if your name is George Bush, then you distort history, as he did yesterday at the VFW, recreating Vietnam in a new... in a new unusual position that justifies the war in Iraq. How you can stretch that, I don't know, but he did it. So what we are facing here is something that... this is not terrorism. This is not something that is that may strike a small segment of the population somewhere. This is about something that affects all of us. It affects every single person out there. Because one thing begets another. It's like a case of dominoes. The first domino falls, and then the second one, and then the second one, and you think you're impervious to this. You think you're not affected to this. You may think that, well, I have my house paid off. I don't have a mortgage, so I'm not in that business. I don't want to refinance my house. I'm quite happy. Well, you're fine. But guess what? Other stuff's going to affect you. Like paying $2, $3.80 a gallon for milk. Why are you paying ridiculous prices for milk? Why are you paying 23% more for eggs this year than you were last year? And if you think, you better just take advantage of the cheap gasoline while you can. Gas is not going to stay down at $2.80 a gallon for much longer. It'll most probably stay there until Memorial Day, or Labor Day, whatever it is. And then you'll see prices escalate as we enter into the September month. Because there's all kinds of nasty things that happens in September. It's the end of the U.S.'s financial year. It's the end of the year for all these whiz kid brokers on Wall Street. All they're worried about is their bonuses. So they've got to rejigger their portfolios in order to make them look good so they can get those big bonuses. And then you add into that the nervousness of October, which has always historically been one of the most wiggiest months of the year for anybody involved in finance, because everybody is afraid of a reoccurring 1929. And if you go back and you study history, people were dancing in the streets in August of 1929. They thought that this gravy train was going to continue ad nauseum. Oh, granted, we have a couple of hiccups here and there, but otherwise everything's great. Don't worry. Be happy. This is not selling fear. This is just being realist of what's happening. We got tensions coming out of the wazoo right now. We're about to start another Cold War. You got Russian bombers violating U.S. airspace as we speak. You've got China and Russia holding war games in case the United States has any intention of invading its friend, Iran. You've got problems in the Middle East that are not going to get any better anytime soon. That the whole Middle East is exploding because why? Well, because you've got, obviously, the United States of America held hostage by the Israeli lobby. Should be called the United States of Israel. Maybe that would solve the problem. Just declare America Israel, considering the Israelis rule the country, and get all the Jews to move out from Israel, come here, give the land back to the Palestinians, and bingo, you don't have a problem in the Middle East, and you won't have to worry about Al-Qaeda traveling across vast expanses of water to kill us here. That's why we kill them over there, so they don't come and kill us over here. I mean, the talk about hype and fear, I'd point fingers at this administration. The whole boogeyman terrorism thing is hype and fear. You're going to start venting anger at anybody, vent it at this administration. And it's because of their very policies that we are going to face a financial Armageddon. Do you realize that it costs the U.S. taxpayer $2 billion a day to run this stupid war? The United States requires $2 billion a day just to finance its debt. At some point in time, something's got to give. And guess who ultimately has to shovel the you-know-what? In case you don't know, I suggest you go look in the mirror, because it's you. Now, one can go along with life with blinkers on, think that nothing's going to happen. Yeah, you're misguided on that. Stuff is going to happen. And whether you're prepared and how you're prepared to deal with it when the time comes, it depends on the preparations you make. Now, the preparations you make may come to zero. We may not end up in financial Armageddon. Something maybe an adult will show up and solve this problem. Because certainly the so-called adults in the country are acting like spoiled little brats. I mean, what we're witnessing today is the consequences of the baby boom generation. We were spoiled, rotten, and we are still adolescents. And I'll be the first one to admit it. Look at me. I'm 55 years of age. I still wear blue jeans and T-shirts. I'm still stuck in that generation. I haven't even grown up myself, for goodness sake. I'll try, but haven't even achieved that yet. But this is what we're dealing with. Now, whether or not we go into a full-blown recession where we have to barter things every day, barter. Look, you've got to look at real-world examples. Don't start talking about financial hard times. People survive through financial hard times. People are surviving in Zimbabwe with 7,000% inflation rate. Figure out how they do it. And they don't own any gold because they couldn't afford to own any gold. Gold in Zimbabwe is now about 70 million Zimbabwean dollars an ounce. No, they are not trading gold in Zimbabwe to eat food. They are bartering and trading other things. Things that you take for granted right now. Anyway, I'll take a break. I'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The world today seems absolutely crackers, with nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please.
Welcome back, final Chinese segment. If somebody's wondering, it's by Monty Python. Well, I got the popcorn ready. I'm going to sit down and watch 2 hours of CNN tonight. Christian Amanpour, the third segment tonight, deals with Christian evangelicals. If you've got a fear out there, that's where your fear should lie. The interesting thing, you see, I was listening to a couple of conservative, allegedly, talk show hosts today. And I couldn't even believe the idiocy of the callers into many of these programs. Needless to say, I know the politics of Christian Amanpour. She is left of center. What a shock, what a surprise. She's always been left of center. But I tell you one thing that she's not. She's not a Muslim. She's British. She was born in England. Her mother's British. Granted, her father's an Iranian. They lived in Iran during the reign of the Shah, and they also had to get out of Dodge when that whole deal went south. And she's not anti-Semitic. People have accused her of being anti-Semitic for it. I mean, look at this. I mean, she questions AIPAC. Now she's anti-Semitic. She's married to a Jew. She's married to James Rubin, used to be head of the State Department. And I don't know what he does now, but they live in New York City. So when you challenge conventional wisdom, then you're immediately vilified and marginalized. If you want to take your country back, I think first of all you got to deal with the biggest voting bloc in America, and that's evangelical Christians. And just figure out how many of them are wandering down the wrong path, believing in Scofield Reference Bible, that Jews are God's chosen people. These are the people that want to get the country back. Well, you've got to get those people back first. You've got to collect all the wandering sheep out there, you know, because they've been led by the wrong shepherd, unfortunately. Need to bring the flock home. You bring the flock home. And I have no doubt in my mind America and its greatness can be regained. But, you know, maybe it'll take a financial economic collapse to bring people to their senses and realize the error of their ways. I mean, there's things to be fearful about. A collapsing economy for me is not one of them. Why? Because I own gold. So I sleep happy at night. I wake up in the middle of the night and I go fondle my gold. I don't have to worry about reading some story in the paper tomorrow that, oh, all the banks are closed, we're all going to die. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.
It's true.